The fourth fair held at the Vinoy Park this year emphasized the wonders of the world. Ethnic villages showcased the Bay Area's cultural diversity and captured the flavor, music, arts and crafts, and ethnic costumes. Despite the windy weather, Rosemary Galina, founder of the St. Petersburg Italian American Club and the Italian Tarantella Dancers, works in the Italian booth as she has been doing for 34 years.
The wind in these here things blowing, you know, it's just terrible. We can't keep nothing clean. Everything is dirty. We never had it like this.
Her daughter, Rosalie Galina, who has been teaching Italian dance for 10 years, and her granddaughter, Sofia, are also promoting the Italian culture to visitors.
Today we're selling pizza and pasta and arts and crafts and macaroni.
Rosemary Teghe represents the German-American Society in Pinellas Park and shows the visitors some German traditions.
In the kitchen, we have the famous Apfelstrudel that they don't have, and naturally the potato salad, sauerkraut, and bratwurst. For the display, we have shows castles and landmarks of Germany.
Teghe has also been a longtime volunteer at the International Folk Fair.
I have to tell you, this is my 20th year here, but we never had it that windy, and we still like it.
The festival is to many people a chance to travel the world in a weekend without leaving the country. Sylvia Mason came to the event with her granddaughter, Gabrielle.
I like
Taiwan?
Yes, Taiwan. It's interesting.
Luis Garcia spends the Saturday with his wife from Laos and friends from Italy at the folk fair.
I'm with my big family just celebrating. It's fun to come out here, see all the different countries, different food, different cultures. I was born here, my family's from Cuba, so just came out here experiencing the cultures.
German Schuhplatter dancers, the Polish Choral Ensemble, and many other ethnic groups performed folk dancing and folk music. If you missed the event, visit the St. Petersburg International Folk Festival's website at www.spiffs.org. In St. Petersburg, Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.